Sunday, October 3rd, NFL Sunday. All the NFL picks are available in the NFL Week 4 podcast. Look for that in your podcast player or the Buzzsprout site. So today will be baseball, the final regular season day, unless there's some one-game playoffs to get into the official playoffs, because they'll count a game 163 as part of the regular season for stats, etc. Anyway, let's get into it. Interesting day to day. There is a lot of drama still to be had. In the National League, the only drama left is the Giants and the Dodgers. The Dodgers one game back of the Giants. They both win or they both lose. Then the Dodgers are in the wild card hosting the Cardinals. And the Giants are the number one seed in the National League, meaning they're home all the way through as far as they make it. And then if they split, or I should say, if the Dodgers win and the Giants lose, then it's a one-game playoff, game 163 for all the marbles regarding home field advantage to the playoffs for the winner and relegated to the wild card for the loser. In the American League, it's a little more drama. The division winners are decided. You've got Tampa Bay, who can't improve or lose any position by winning or losing, and they will be the number one seed in the American League. And then you've got the White Sox, and then you've got the Astros. Now, those two had a little drama up until yesterday regarding they're going to play each other, who would be home. Well, that was decided yesterday. Astros claimed home field for that series. So that's a potential play against Astros because there's nothing to gain by doing anything at all in this game other than just simply getting stats for yourself. And then the wild cards where the drama is. So you've got four teams battling for this. The Yankees and the Red Sox are in the lead by one game, and the Blue Jays and Mariners are one game back. So if the Yankees and the Red Sox both win, it's decided they're in, and the home game, it'll be home playoff one game at Red Sox as they won the series between the two 10-9. Now, if they both lose, now they can still get in if they both lose, if the other two teams both lose, that won't happen. The oddest scenario is if the Red Sox and the Yankees both lose and the Jays and the Mariners both win, they're all in a four-way tie. And then those teams will play, they will be drawn seeds A, B, C, and D. A plays B, C plays D. The two winners go to the wild card. It's actually fairly simple that way. And they're seeded by combined one-loss records against each other. So again, fair that way. The variables are, let's say the Yankees lose, the Red Sox win, the Red Sox are in. And then if, say, the Mariners win and the Jays lose, then it's the Yankees against the Mariners for the second wild card, and they will have to play each other, etc. So a lot of drama today. All right, so getting into it. Now, these games are all played within 10 minutes start time of each other, so there's really no advantage. You can't. There's no mailing in the game at 7 p.m., if you know that you've already locked in a spot or you're out of it no matter what. So they're all going to play for this. So teams with incentive. Boston Red Sox at Washington. So Boston playing one of the worst teams in baseball on the road. And they're pitching Chris Sale, who in theory is their best pitcher. And they're getting minus 205 odds, which is low. I'm not going to pay the minus 205, although you might as well if you want to win by one or better. I'm going to take the Red Sox on the run line at minus 125 with Sale to win by two. And I feel very confident about that. I think they'll leave no doubt in this game. Then you've got Cleveland and Texas. There's really no value in looking at that. Then you've got Tampa Bay at New York. Now, as I said, Tampa Bay has nothing to gain by this win. The Yankees have everything to gain and everything to lose. A win and they're in. A loss and they could be in since they have a one-game lead over of the other two teams, but they still have to play a wild card game unless the other teams both lose. The sad thing is, I guess if for my opinion and for a Yankees fan is I don't know that the Yankees win this game today. I don't like their pitcher, Jameson Taillon. I don't like Waka of the Tampa Bay Rays that much either. But I got to tell you, there doesn't, or maybe it's more of me saying I'm not going to get burned three times. I assume the Yankees, who are hot, would take the first game of the Tampa Bay series with everything to play for. Tampa Bay, nothing to play for. They lost. I took them again yesterday. They lost again. I'm not getting burned again. So maybe that's it. So maybe you should not worry about what I'm saying about this. But there's something wrong here. The Yankees should be a bigger favorite. Now, they're probably going to play this as a bullpen game. They're not going to give much rope to Jameson. But you know what? I thought the same thing yesterday with Montgomery. And they gave him enough rope to hang himself with six or seven runs. So, I don't know. If the Yankees lose this game, you can might as well kiss the manager goodbye. They're done. He's done. He's out. If he wins, then we'll see. I'm not going to play that game. I don't. There's something wrong with that game. Statistically, obviously, Tampa Bay is a better team. But what are they playing for? Other than the fact that they won the last two games. I can't play the Yankees. San Diego at San Francisco. Again, San Francisco punches their own ticket, home field all the way through if they make it that far. And they've got their pitcher Logan Webb up, who has their best results in the last 30 days. He's their best pitcher over the last month. And they're at home. And yet I'm not going to play on them. San Diego's going to do a Reese near. I mean, but it's going to be a bullpen game. And call me crazy, I don't feel good about the Giants. Yet, there's no reason to not take the Giants other than the fact I'm not going to take them. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, yeah, pass. Baltimore at Toronto, trap number three as far as I'm concerned. Toronto is a minus 345 favorite over Bruce Zimmerman pitching for Baltimore. Toronto's at home. Everything to gain. I mean, yeah, you could win this game and still be out of the playoffs if the Yankees and the Red Sox still win. But they're not going to leave any doubt, you would think, right? Except for the fact that Hyun-Jin Ryu of Toronto has pitched like a garbage pail for the last month. He's been terrible. Zimmerman actually has been serviceable. Believe it or not, Baltimore has the pitching edge. Now, Baltimore has nothing to play for. They're the second worst team in baseball. Arizona's the only team with a worse record. Except for the fact that, what do you do? What do you get enjoyment from? What can make you feel good going into the offseason? Kicking Toronto out of the frickin' playoffs, your own divisional team out of the playoffs. Not taking Toronto minus 345. I'm not taking a minus 1.5 because it's still too much juice. Maybe they win by one, but I'm not risking 345, and I'm not going to risk 175 to win by two, and I'm not going to risk approximately even money to win by three. Forget it. Colorado and Arizona, not interested. Colorado on the road sucks. Arizona just sucks. Haven't even listed a pitcher yet for Colorado. No thanks. Detroit and the White Sox. Pass. Minnesota and Kansas City. If I was to do anything here, I'd take the over, as Barnes and Jackson Kowar, I don't think, are going to get too many outs today. But 10 runs, maybe they'll mail it in. There's nothing, no motivation to kick anybody out of the playoffs. I can't take anything there. Milwaukee at the Dodgers. Again, Dodgers to win and San Francisco loses. Boom, then it's a chance to get the home field all the way through rather than having the team with the second best record in baseball have to play a wild card game against the Cardinals. Walker Buehler pitching for the Dodgers at home. Brett Anderson from Milwaukee on the road, a veteran pitcher. Boy, you want to take the Dodgers again. Minus 260. Can't do it. I don't know. It's almost like they baked in the fact that they're probably going to sit here and have to play a wild card game. They're not pitching it that way. They're not saving Buehler for a wild card game. They want to win this game. I can't do it. I can't take Dodgers at minus 260. I don't want to risk having them needing to win by two and missing. I can't do it. Now you got the Astros game. As I mentioned, it's a play against potential. I'm not going to play this now. It's Oakland against Houston. I'll look at the lineups on MLB.com to see, or whatever. There's many sources that you can find it at. But if Houston is not playing all of their studs in the position spots, then I'll take Oakland as an underdog. They're plus 140 right now. Now, of course, as soon as they announce that they're not going to play the studs for Houston, that line will change. But as of now, you've got a pitching mismatch for Houston over Oakland. I generally like a situational play where a team just sewed up the best they can do in the playoffs, meaning they host the first series and they can't do any better than that. Why not rest your guys just a little bit here? Why not don't overextend your bullpen? There's a lot of reasons to not play Houston, that's for darn sure. So they absolutely shouldn't play Houston, but at minus 170, there's a really good possibility that it makes sense to play against Houston, though, in this situation. Philadelphia and Miami, no thank you. Chicago and St. Louis, no thank you. New York Mets and Atlanta, no thank you. The final game is the final play. The Angels at Seattle, thank you very much. I'll take Seattle. Now, they're minus 175. The same situation as yesterday. They're minus 175. I took a unit on them to win by any amount. Another unit on them to win by two or more. They won by two. So that cleared. I expect the same thing today. Now, Tyler Anderson, he got lit up by the Angels on his last outing. Two innings pitched, nine runs. That's not exactly a good scenario. However, the contrarian play is to say he's going to come back from that. And, of course, if he doesn't, they'll pull him out early. The Mariners fell behind early, and they had to come back, and they did it. They're still on a mission. I like what they're putting together there. You pretty much have to play on Seattle against Reed Detmers and the Angels. Reed Detmers is going to provide batting practice today. And over makes a ton of sense. Seven, now up to 7.5. The bookmakers are basically saying there's not going to be a lot of runs here because Seattle will do everything they can to shut down the Angels. And it makes a ton of sense. I don't love Tyler Anderson to shut down the Angels, though, himself. But I do really like Seattle to the over here. I'm almost talking myself into it. This is the last pick that didn't get played, meaning Seattle did the game over. And I'm going to continue to pass. Selling job I'm doing on myself, I'm not going to take. I'll look at that live. If there's no runs in the first couple innings, I might take it over 5.5, something like that. So the plays are Boston minus 1.5 and Seattle. I'm going to do this the same way. One on the money line, one on the run line to win by, so minus 1.5. I'm going to do it the same way, and I think we'll have similar luck. But again, like Boston, I think that Seattle will leave no doubt in this one. I would not be surprised for Seattle and Boston to blow their opponents out. I would not be surprised by the Yankees losing. Would not be surprised by Oakland beating Houston. I would not be surprised if somehow the Padres beat the Giants. And I would not be surprised if Milwaukee beats the Dodgers. As crazy as it all sounds, and all the Toronto game. Again, there's a lot of hope for Toronto, and they're the biggest favorite of the day. And I also consider them the biggest upset potential of the day because of different pitching matchups and different current state of the teams, where I think Toronto ran out of gas a little bit here. On the other hand, they blew their opponent out last night. So I could be dead wrong on that. I'm not going to take it, though. So it's the two plays as is. Good luck.